If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180 Spectrum Cable. Check us out on Roku, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Night and Night Attorneys at Law. My name's Don.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're here with Steve Cummings running for place 4
City Council. Yeah. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah.
Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You doing all right this morning?
Doing great, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit to Steve. We're going to talk a lot about Steve, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he's got going on. Let's talk about what you're running for.
I'm running for place 4, which is Tourism, Park and Rec, and they also sit as the vice chair of the Public Works chair.
Mm-hmm. And now that'll be against Clint Hollingsworth,
Clint
right?
Hollingsworth, yeah. He's done a great job, you know, no complaints, and he's a great guy.
Okay.
You know, I always have this question that I ask people. I say, you know, if you're running for this, why? How come are you running for it? Do you think you're going to do a better job, or what is it? So what do you think, you know, why? How come you want to run for this?
I've been with the City Planning Commission for like 13 years, mm-hmm. and of course that's a volunteer position. And so you see a lot of things come through, and I love the things that we're doing in Coleman. I love to keep it the same. You know, and I'm not saying that I can do a better job. I'm saying that I'm an alternative. I tend to be on more of the creative side, mm-hmm. and I come from that sector of the, you know, creative.
Yeah.
And so I've always looked for creative solutions, and that's kind of what I do. And so I think to have somebody that's a creative on the board, on the City Council, I think you add something, you know, that's my value added, I guess.
What are some of the things that you might do differently? With your creative side.
Yeah.
I'm not a big armchair quarterback. I don't go back and look and try to say, well, I would have done this differently, because I think they've done a great job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really have. And so I'm not going after past things, you know. So, but going forward, though, I do have some neat ideas for tourism and for some things with Public Works and also some things with public safety that little things that don't cost anything. One of my favorite stories, it was over in England. They have a creative guy that's, he does marketing, and they were going to spend $10 million US dollars on the rail line that takes you from London to Paris. Mm-hmm. And they were going to spend $10 million on just straightening out the tracks. It was going to shave like 45 minutes off of the journey.
Just straighten it out.
Yeah, straighten out a bit.
Easy.
That's a lot of money though, $10 billion, you know. So anyway, the creative guy offered a suggestion. He said, why not put free Wi-Fi on the trains? People won't notice it. He said, for a tenth of that, you could spend and you could pay the world's best models to hand out free champagne on the thing, and they'd ask for the train to be slowed down. But, you know, creative people don't get the shot that, you know, usually if you ask a question, you get an engineering answer from an engineer, from a lawyer, you get a legal answer, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's an example of one of those things that you would do here?
Because I love branding and tourism and marketing, so I have some ideas for how to market Coleman. And, you know, cities have personalities, and I really believe that Coleman is a unique place. I've grown up here my whole life.
It's very unique. Yeah. And German heritage and everything.
Yeah.
And we have personalities. Cities have personalities. And you don't want to be, I don't want to be Mountain Brook. I don't want to be Decatur. I want to be Coleman. And, you know, Coleman has so many assets. We have 65, the railroad. They have 278, 31. We have a lot of, you know, we have great people. We have industry and factories and farms. And with all those genetic, you've kind of won the lottery, you know, the geographic and the, you know, we won the lottery, the geographic lottery from where we're at. But you still need to work hard. It's like the athlete that doesn't have to work hard because he has all the tools. He's 6'8" and he doesn't have to work, you know. And I think Coleman, we have all those attributes, but we just need to work hard and stay creative.
Always stay creative, improving, and you can, you know, everybody can do better.
Sure. So.
Now, a lot of us know you from the store.
Yeah.
And you had, your family had Cummings for a long time.
Yeah.
And you've been kind of a pillar in this community for a long time. You know, tell us what it was like for you growing up in Coleman.
Yeah, we started our store in 1976, right over here off of, we started in fishing and sporting goods and tackle. So I started working at 12. And so, and then we closed the store in 2013. So I did like 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so love the community, love the working in retail. And it's been neat. You meet so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss the people because I'm not doing that anymore. But, you know, it's so neat to be a part of the community that you watch kids grow up, and then you watch their kids come to the store, and, mm-hmm. and there is this is a neat place to be. And Coleman's a small community, so you get to know people, and that that closeness is what makes Coleman special, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? What's going on?
Well, we closed the store in 2013. Mm-hmm. I went to work at Creative Design at Hansel and doing marketing for them and branding for people that come in and t-shirt design. And then my dad had a stroke in 2016, so I went to go take care of him full-time. Mm-hmm. So I live with him. You know, he still gets around, he still goes to work, but he can't drive or cook, and he says, I can't drive or cook either, but that's what I do. So I do four nights a week, my brother does three. So,
I got you.
And since I left them, I went to work at a place in Huntsville. I do graphic design for a large okay. screen printer up in Huntsville. Okay. So I do a lot of college stuff now for, they have reps that go all over the state. So it's kind of, I'm doing it from home, so.
That's fantastic.
You know, I can still work with him and
yeah. Right, that's good.
It's nice.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Sounds great.
We'll be right back after these messages. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. We're still here with Steve. Steve, let's talk a little bit about your signs that you made.
Oh, yeah.
You made, your signs are a little bit different. I really like yours, too. I like the green really kind of stands out among people.
I love green, and nobody ever uses green, it seems like.
Well, it kind of blends into the background sometimes, but this green doesn't really, mm-hmm. and it really looks good.
Yeah, thanks. It's you get tired of red, white, and blue, so I
know, everything's
is red, white,
well, and blue. That kind of blends now, that everybody's red, white, and blue.
Yeah. So, I've been doing political campaigns for people. I did Matt Gentry stuff. I did Garland Gudgers. I've done people over the years, mm-hmm. you know. And so when you have to do your own, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the plumber with a leaky sink in his house. So it's like, yeah, kind of. But anyway, my main thing was we ran into the problem of I'm not a big fan for buying Chinese. And right now, all the steaks
American
that you
made.
See, or all the steaks you see now are just about made in China. And all of them cost between 75 cents. For the real, real cheap ones, for the thin ones, to a dollar and a quarter. And I just didn't have the money, wanted to spend the money for Chinese products. So I invented this one a while back, I guess, but it's a piece of PVC and make it myself. And this costs around 35 cents.
So you make those?
I made it myself, yeah.
That's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it's actually made in America, a little pie. I only buy American made pipe. So, you know, so if you want one of these, you got a little collector's item.
Where can people get a sign if they want to put one in their yard?
Just, you can message me on private message me on Facebook.
Okay, and, on Facebook.
I drive out at night and put them in people's yards that I ask. I don't put them out there
right.
in random places.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And how has the campaign been going for you?
It's been going good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Got a lot of free publicity on that.
Yeah. We were debating on whether we were going to talk about this, but I think you know. You kind of got a little Facebook famous there for a minute.
Yeah, I was famous for a little while there. Yeah, I was, I guess June 20th, I was been on this weight loss thing. I did the intermittent fasting. I lost from 258 down to 240 from May 18th to June 20th. So I thought,
that's really good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that
is good. It's a pretty easy diet. So anyway, I forgot to take a picture at 258. And I thought, I got out of the shower and I thought, I'm going to just take a quick picture of my stomach because I was so proud of it. It was so much of it was gone, so I took a picture. Anyway, didn't think anything else about it, and I wasn't going to send it to anybody. So about 4 o'clock that afternoon, I got frantic dings on my Facebook saying, oh, look at your Facebook. And had a cheap phone that has a little mode called glove mode, which and it actually pocket posted that, that picture to my Facebook. Because on Facebook, you have create a story. It's the biggest button on top of Facebook. I created a story. Yeah, it was a little, and I panicked because I thought, oh God. And so I get it deleted. I thought, I've been hacked. I've been, and, but it turned out to be the glove mode. But, and I thought I was going to dodge a bullet because only two people saw it. And one was a high school friend, and now she's, you know, she's probably scarred for life now.
But, she called you immediately.
Yeah, she called me immediately, and thanks. And, but somebody did kind of catch it and, screenshotted it and then posted it around everywhere.
Well, you never know about stuff now. I mean, and people, they hack into your system and they post crazy pictures and,
but that but I did get out in front of the story because I got a call from a couple of media outlets and saying, hey, we got this, you know, and, you know, and I thought, well, you know, it's an honest mistake and, you know, I'm a straight guy. It's straight up, I'm just going to tell the truth and I told the truth.
That's
and,
the best thing to do.
Yeah, and got out in front of the story. And they were good. I mean, they posted the story in the Tribune, but Wendy did a great job, and Craig did a great job, and I really appreciated what they did, because not everybody was going to see my Facebook post where I explained it all.
Yeah,
So they did me a favor by
explaining it.
Explaining it, because so at least but
address it up front.
Yeah,
I mean, we've all had these snafus, yeah. Whatever you want to call them. You know, I've never done anything like that, but
yeah, so
that takes it to the whole nother caliber.
But you got
to
have a sense of humor, so like I know you might as well.
Yeah.
And unlike some politicians, I have a sense of humor and personality. So, I'm not talking about local, but like nationally, some of those guys just have no.
It's very bland and to the point.
And I would have crawled in a hole probably if it had not been, my wife was like, hey, stay in there. You didn't do anything wrong. And she was super with it. And my friends, we just had like several hundred Facebook posts, like, stay in there,
Yeah,
I believe in what I want to do so much that I couldn't.
Well, so much stuff happens now. I mean, everybody sees everything in our private lives because of Facebook. It's just all out there.
So you live by the sword, die by the sword. Mm-hmm. So you love Facebook, but then it's because it's all bad.
It'll treat you good one day, and it'll treat you bad
the other. You'll never know. You'll be in Facebook jail. I know.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with us. And we wish you the best in your campaign.
Yeah, I appreciate
and
that.
All
yes,
that.
Good luck.
Thanks again, Leslie, for coming in today.
Yes, thank
you. This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. Y'all stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.